It's a Sunday night at the Four Mice Arena, and after 6 weeks of road interviews, finally an interview at home with Stephen Foster, and finish off regular season on a high, a fantastic win over the in-form team in the division, the Deeside Dragons.
Yeah, obviously, we had a game against them last night. We did okay last night, obviously liked the win, but if we class it as kind of a two-leg thing, it was important that we had a good result tonight, especially going into the playoffs, and thought we had a strong game tonight.
And as we've done in times before, scoring goals, I mean, there's never a wrong time to score a goal, but particularly at the end of the second, I'm thinking, but getting a great jump 3-0, and then they came back 3-2 early in the second. It was looking like a bit touch and go, but as the importance of playing for the full 60, those two goals at the end of the second made a huge difference.
Yeah, they did. Obviously, we leaked a goal at the end of the first, which isn't what we want to do in those times, but getting them, yeah, that's perfect. That kind of puts it to bed a little bit, and that's what we did. We had some really good opportunities. I think we could have scored more goals tonight. We had some real good chances as well. We give them a few too many good chances as well, and Jacob played a real strong game for us tonight, which is what we're going to need moving forward as well, getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, coming into the business end, the guys you want to be finding their form, repairing their form, obviously sexing the goals, Mossy's been scoring for fun. Obviously Ian's starting to find the net again, and Jacob at the back is going to be huge for the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got to play good teams now all the way, and I think the run-in now that we've had actually has been good for us. Obviously, we had Solihull last weekend, who was one of the top sides, D side, top sides as well. And they're up near the top for a reason, because they're a strong team. Got some very good players that you've got to be sharp for. And I thought we did well. There's still stuff we can work on. I thought we did well. Thought the buzz of the crowd, which was a great crowd tonight, was good. And we said, I think when I was speaking to Carol last night in the interview, we were saying, oh, it'll be a good game and up for it, and we'll put a show on and stuff like that. And I think we did that, and hopefully everybody's going to be back next week for the quarterfinals of the playoffs.
And the playoffs, obviously, clean slate, league position, obviously, denote your opponent, but league position now doesn't come into it. It's two legs, winner progresses, and it's the Telford Tigers who've had, again, close series throughout the season. Haven't been able to quite get over the line against them, but we've pushed them close a few times.
Yeah, we have. It's been an odd period that's let us down against them. We've been in a lot of the games and just one period's let us down. We've started to put more 60 minutes together. If we can do that against them, then we should be okay. They do have some dangerous players. They've got decent depth in the side, and they're where they're at because, you know, they've got strong imports there, really strong imports that they rely on a lot. But it's not just about them. They do have depth to the side as well, and physical team, and that's what we've got to be ready for. And right now, it's, like you say, business end of the season. You have to beat good teams to win things. Yeah. And there's an opportunity for us to have six more games now for two trophies. And that's the reality of it, and that's the reality for all eight teams. So everybody's going to be gunning for it. There's no, you can't take a night off and stuff like that. You've got to be all on it, and it's not just two or three players that have got to do for you. We need everybody in the team, which everybody's played great this weekend for us, and we just need that to continue.
And for the Deeside fans listening, those two trophies are still in our cabinet. We have those, we're defending those trophies, and you don't let them go without a fight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get involved in all of that stuff that you as supporters get involved in, but we did what we did last year. We did very well. We have to move on for it. We need to work real hard to make sure we retain titles that we've earned. And it's tough. Like you say, there's all good teams. There's a lot of good teams in the league. And we've got to be at our best next week. And that's something we don't want to let go.
And just a quick word, you mentioned the fans. After so long without the home game, everybody remembered the way. Everybody got here all right. Everyone remembered to turn up. Same again next week would be good.
Absolutely. Obviously, we'll find out shortly whether we'll be home on the Saturday or the Sunday when the fixtures are sorted out. But yeah, let's be loud and proud and make this a fortress again, and make, like I say, that extra support helps us get over the line. And we need that as much as ever this year as what we did last year.